The Holy Gospel of our Lord Jesus Christ according to Luke.
Glory to you, Lord Christ.
As Jesus and his disciples went on their way, Jesus entered a village where a woman named Martha welcomed him into her home. She had a sister named Mary who sat at the Lord's feet and listened to what he was saying. But Martha was distracted by her many tasks. So she came to him and asked, "Lord, do you not care that my sister has left me to do all the work by myself? Tell her then to help me." But the Lord answered her, "Martha, Martha, you are worried and distracted by many things. There is need of only one thing. Mary has chosen the better part, which will not be taken away from her." The Gospel of the Lord.
Praise to you, Lord Christ.
In the name of God, the Father, the Son, and the Holy Spirit. I love saints because I learn a lot about a life lived out and given out to God. Christian life is not easy. So by faith, those saints chose the hardest of journeys, while often us choose the easiest of journeys. The Bible in Matthew chapter 7 talks about the narrow path that is chosen by few, and also the wide highway that is chosen by many. And that's our focus today. On one hand, the wide highway is described by the Bible in prohibitive words, and I will quote from a Proverb chapter 4 that says, "Do not enter the path of the wicked, and do not proceed in the way of evil men." We also find the narrow path described in Jeremiah chapter 6, and it says, "Thus says the Lord, stand by the ways and see and ask for ancient paths, where the good way is, and walk in it, and you will find rest for your souls." And but they said, "We will not walk in it," which shows how rebellious we can become. And even though we might not convince ourselves that we are rebellious, but we come realize that we really are. One of the early church greatest preachers, John Chrysostom, he lived in the year 350 and said, the narrow path is unattractive by nature, but becomes easy when we choose to follow it because of our hope for the future. So these two paths are exclusive. You cannot be in both because they are going in two different directions. If you try, you will be split into two. Because one is going this way and the other one is going in the other way. So there's no way, because the narrow is kind of small and unattractive and windy and a bit bumpy. But the wide is so shiny and so smooth. And it lets you think that everything in it is all wonderful, huh? But it really is not. Because what is at the end, we don't know, and it's really not good. That's what the Bible tells us. But this narrow one is the one that leads to eternal life. And all the scriptures you've heard today alludes to these two paths. And first, the Old Testament prophet Amos is telling a story in line with those living in a way that is opposite God's, meaning that wide, wide highway. And he's pronouncing a terrible judgment to those who trample the poor and ruin the poor for gain. And you heard also from the New Testament the story of Mary and Martha, that they were both with Jesus, and Mary is the only one interested in this narrow road, this narrow path. And Martha, the Bible tells us that she is distracted even to realize that there is this narrow path that her sister Mary has chosen. But this story really mimics our own lives. And that's what I hope you will discover, that you will find yourself in one way or the other. So I will ask again this question this morning. Which path are you on? Are you on the narrow one or the attractive wide highway chosen by many? And I'll make this statement. True believers keep developing a resistance to the attractiveness of the wide highway. And God does not make it a secret that he doesn't like this wide highway, because he knows and he says to us it leads to destruction. And so think about it. You are God's best workmanship. You are God's perfect piece of work. Why would he want you to go towards destruction? No, God would not want that for you. He wants you to choose the narrow path that leads to eternal life. That's what God wants for us. But the truth is, we have a common enemy who seek our destruction, and he actually encourages and incites people to lure us to choose the wide highway. Think about it. It's so shiny, it's so wonderful, and everybody looks at it, and just because everybody has chosen it, it doesn't mean it's really nice. My son told me one time that when you are going to buy something online, there's a place out there that you could go and click on and find out how many people have chosen that particular item that you are wanting to buy, and they can tell you their experience, that this is really good. It's good for you. You need to buy it. And so you are also prompted to buy that because they have testified to you that it's really good for you, right? But by that logic, we can't always choose that because other people have chosen it, right? This is wide, wide highway, and it's just so nice, and it's so smooth, and it looks good. It's good for you. And you have you followed one of those ads that are out there? They tell you, you just have to have this one pill, and all your problems will be gone, and you will be good as new. Do we always listen to that? Should we listen to that? And there's others, oh, you just apply this cream, and all the wrinkles will be all gone. No more wrinkles in your life. Is that true, really? Is it? The wide highway, and let's all go. And other people are going too. You also come, and so everybody's really nice here. But where it is going is not always nice. That's we have to really learn to choose and discern. This is an enemy who will do everything in his power to lure us to abusing our wounds and our carnal desires. And none of us can say that we have never failed for it. In fact, we fall for it all the time. But we must remind each other to go back in repentance to the narrow path which leads to eternal life. And Jesus is gently reminding Martha about this narrow path. As a matter of fact, this is the words he says. Only one thing. He didn't say that all that we were doing there was not important. But he says only one need is that what you are missing there. The one need thing did for. Which is mean Jesus is all you need. Is all you need. The Greek word that was used is perispato, which means she was cumbered with the care of the home and the hospitality. She was distracted, in other words, burdened way too much that she couldn't see the narrow path that her sister had chosen. So we are like Martha in this regard. We need Jesus' gentle reminder so that we may not be distracted either by household affairs, political affairs, gossip affairs, relationship affairs, and you name it. There's many things that claim a lot of time and space in our lives. Remember, these things are not all bad. Don't get me wrong. We all have to do the dishes at some point. But the trouble was the intense passion with which Martha had come to view her work produced some worldliness in her. I'm not saying that hasn't happened to me. My children will testify. I'll say, I need these dishes to be done. Anyone will volunteer to come and dish? Have you been there before? Anyone in this house, live in this house, you come and do this. And so Martha was coming to Jesus. Don't you care that they are not coming to help me? And Jesus was seeing how her heart was disturbed. She lacked that peace, that deep peace that Jesus gives. So her frustration just came out and she complained to Jesus. And Jesus wanted to tell her, all you need is here, right here, above everything else. And Mary has chosen that. Lord, have mercy on us. The narrow path, this narrow path that leads to eternal life, demands that we give up everything, our way of looking at things in the world, for Christ. And many of us will struggle in our journey. I do. And we are too busy to notice that we are busy. And Mary is teaching us that when we worship God, God's heart is moved. And Martha is teaching us that when we complain, we show that we are deeply disturbed in our souls. And that's why Jesus was gently leading her back to choose the narrow path that leads to eternal life. And you see, when you get there in that narrow path, Martha, which is all of us in many, one day or the other, when you get into that narrow path, all those frustrations you've been developing over all the years will blow up in Jesus. He can take it. And you are healed because in that narrow path, he comes and lives within us and we go and live in him. That's where we all should be, in that narrow path. The Holy Spirit will continuously guide you to gently choose the narrow path. And every day, to bring you back to, especially when the attractive wide highway is severely winning in us. Who can say that sometimes it is not winning, especially when you look at those ads and you want to order those things. Right? Some of us, right? It is winning, when it is winning of us, we need that Holy Spirit to kind of gather all that strength and grace from God to choose the narrow path. So I'll ask one last question. Will you ask God's grace to help you choose the narrow path?